went up on my car insurance another $40, and that's all I had left at the end of the month. So yeah. Now they're going to get the other $40 that I had.
But you know what?
I can't make it no damn more, and I ain't going to try. I'm going to start taking what I need to take.
But you know what? Jesus said, in this life you'll have much tribulation.
Well, he's correct. He's giving me too damn much tribulation. Well,
but,
too much.
But if we take those trials, if we're really born of him, if we take those trials and we turn them to him and we focus on him, and we ask him for grace and strength and power to overcome these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He uses those things in our life.
Uh-huh.
He uses those dark clouds in our life.
The last straw with me is he took my mother and they put her in an old folks home which she didn't need to go in because of the different things, and she couldn't take it no more. She didn't have enough to take it anymore. And she's just fine. She walked just as good as me or you.
Yeah.
Getting along fine. She fell two times. And so, boom, I come home and my sister comes down there. Mother goes in an old folks home up there, up yonder. Mm-hmm. Dumped, so I'll never see her again until she's dead, to her funeral. Let's put it that way. I'm losing the land that we've had in our family for over 150 years and the house.
But all those,
that's gone.
All those things, all those things that you're trying to hold on to, you can't keep in eternity anyway. You have to let those all go. See, if you let go of your life, I let go of everything in my life so I don't have to worry about the government and land. I let go of everything to serve Christ.
Shit, they put you in jail. What you talking about?
Well,
you don't pay
you
your taxes,
the
they come get you.
You got to obey the laws.
You don't got car insurance, you can't drive your car. Yeah. How am I going to get my groceries and things?
Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. So we give to God that which honors him, and
well,
we ask him for grace and strength
I've
to overcome all
I've been here
70
years, so I figure I don't give a damn if I make it till tomorrow morning or not. I don't care if I don't get up
but
in the morning
I have a
or
question.
Not. And I don't believe in no devil. Forget it.
Are you born of Jesus Christ?
I was.
You were. You've turned back? Don't turn back.
I've turned back, and
don't,
I ain't going no other direction.
There's no hope outside of Christ.
He ain't helping me. I asked him 1,000 times, and he still don't help me. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And worse.
God knows
best. He took my whole family, all seven of them.
Have you ever read the book of Job?
Took my youngest son from me. When he did that, he took everything that
Have you ever read the book of Job, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Job was a man of God, and God took everything from him. And
that's what he's done to me.
But that tests your faith, sir, to find out if you really are born of Christ or not. Are you really focused on Christ or on your situation? My email's on there. I'd love to encourage you more. I street preach. I travel all over the country. I encourage people to keep their eyes on Christ. The churches have let people down. Whatever church system you're involved in did not.
My church don't let you down. They believe in the people and helping you out and doing a thing the old
but
way.
What church system is it, sir?
I go to Freedom Point Church in Carrollton, Georgia, and that's the old, more or less.
What type is it?
It's the old church, like Church of Christ.
Okay, yeah. The problem is there many of them are keeping a bunch of false ways, and they teach you a religious system, but they don't teach you.
Okay.
That's my way. They don't teach you how to follow after Christ and pour your whole life and your whole being in him, so that when you do that, none of these other things matter. None of those other things matter when you pour your whole being into Christ. Because everything
don't matter when I take my gun up and say I've had enough.
Don't do that, sir. Everything that you
about that far.
Oh, don't do that.
I've been a ruler in this town for years. My family started this whole community and this town all the way back to my granddaddy's day. And now everything's gone to hell. I've lost everything.
But see,
and when he took my son, that's all I can
say. I've lost my children because of Christ too. But see, here's the thing. Jesus said that this kingdom is not of this world, is not of his kingdom. So if we're living for this world, people in it, politics, government.
He just put you down here to start with. The only reason you're here to start with.
He put us
to be
down.
His slave.
No, to glorify him. To glorify him.
Well, I don't want to glorify somebody
that's going to do all
he does.
He shed his blood and made a way for you. He shed his blood and was willing to cleanse your sin, to forgive you. But you have to change your hard heart, your stony heart, and you got to repent and have a heart of God and then say all the rest of this, Father. If everything's his and you lose everything, have you really lost anything that's yours?
I don't know. I've worked two jobs my whole life.
I understand.
And they took all my money and everything I got.
I
still taking. Take.
But none of that can you keep in eternity. Focus on eternity, and that all has to go.
I don't know what's up there, but if there is an eternity, I don't know.
So you don't even believe anymore?
No.
Oh, see, your church system has failed you because they haven't helped you go deep in the scriptures.
They ain't failed me. They teach what's right. It's just that I've come to my own conclusions, and it's mighty hard to go back, and I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But I don't want you to go back to the church. I want you to think of who Christ is.
I've had dreams recently. And actually, it'd be frank with you, I've been sitting in my chair, and when I do certain things at night, now you won't believe this, nobody believe me when I tell them. But who grabs hold of my foot and jerks me plumb out of the chair in the middle of the night? There's nobody in my house, nobody outside. Who comes up like this when I'm thinking about something, trying to get something? What does this?
Could be the enemy.
And shakes you like that while you're sitting on your couch.
Could be the enemy. The enemy does a lot of things, and he might be deceiving you in a lot of different ways. That's why I'd encourage you to go into the scriptures, see what Christ did, focus on that, purge your life of everything else. Jesus said, all who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give them rest.
I'm trying to give him another chance. But I'm going to tell you, it ain't working.
That's the wrong attitude. You got to ask God to give you another chance, because we've all fallen short of God and we all are living for the wrong things. Ask him to give you a heart.
Every week I go to the mailbox, it's another.
Yeah,
every week I go to the mailbox, it's another.
Many trials
and then he starts working on my family and then he pulls my mother away from
it. It's not God doing this.
And when that happened to me, I said, you know what you can do? You're godless, you can stick it.
It's not God doing this. It's sin in the world that's doing this. Sin in the world. Email me. I'd love to encourage you more. Your only hope is Christ who shed his blood for you and focusing on him and not letting all the cares of the world tear you apart. You're always going to have cares of the world. Elon Musk.
We're going back to the same thing, exact same thing that was going on during when he was around in the Roman era. You realize that? They're making slaves out of us.
It's
every day, just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
It's just what the Bible says it's going to be. But then he's going to come back, and you've got to be ready for his return or your death, which means you've got to be born of his shed blood, following him in obedience, seeking the kingdom of God, come out of the church system.
I'm supposed to be a leader of this community, like my granddaddy was. We were all Christians, and in fact, every one of my family had churches and preached, and I preached myself at times out on the streets, and I'm just like I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you, things have changed, and they changed enough to where I can't bring it back and do what I used to do. Can't do it. It can't be done.
We're not here to bring the culture back. Watch yourself. We're not here to bring the culture back. This is Satan's kingdom. We street preach and people will listen. Like if you'll listen to the truth of God and guess what? Change your allegiance. What I'm hearing from you, and you're my neighbor, I love you. Your allegiance is a lot to the culture, your standing, things. You've got to have your allegiance all to Christ and allow him to work through your life and then all that. Because if you die today, everything you told me about is going to go away anyway. You can't keep none of that. So why are you wrestling with that? Get your focus and your faith in Christ right. Make sure you truly are born of God. Most American Christians are not even born of God because they're still living for the world. If you stop living for the world and you live all
you
for Christ.
You don't know how I was raised. I was raised in nothing but Christianity.
Not the biblical Christianity. Churchianity. I have articles on my website that teach the difference between cultural Christianity and biblical Christianity. You go to my website, it'll greatly encourage you. You email me, my brother and I would love to encourage you. Ronnie came in the store just for you.
I just know. Well, that's probably right. He probably sent me over here to see that stick that you got there for a reason.
I don't doubt that. Email me.
God doesn't want to give up on you. He used to help me through a few things.
He will.
But ever since, it's been about 4 years now, all he's done is just take.
But God's not
tape,
doing that.
And then take and slap me in the face. Now, when he's done the things that's going on now, and I'm losing my mother also, she's 89 years old. That's too much for me to handle.
But that's not God.
And he ain't helping me handle it.
She has to die anyway, right? We have to die. We all die.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not God doing that. That's just the natural, what's happening in a sinful, fallen world.
I realize that. But why has she got to... her place be sold, them drag her in, put her in a place where they automatically kill you in 3 months.
I understand. But again, that's not God's doing. Don't blame God for the condition of the world. And test yourself and see
if he runs it, so why
test yourself. Ready? I'm going to ask you to test yourself because I love you. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is goodness, truth, righteousness, love, joy, peace, gentleness. Mm-hmm. Do you have that in your life?
No.
then if you don't, you're not born of God.
I don't have
and you're
that.
Set for the wrath of God. I want you to have that for your life. Repent and seek Christ. He'll cleanse you. He'll change your heart. In the Old Testament, men used to have to be circumcised. Now the Bible says he'll circumcise our heart, gives us a new heart. From a stony heart, we can have a heart of flesh, and you won't be bitter and angry anymore. You'll be joyful and ready to go meet him. That's what I want for you.
Well, I don't care if I leave here tomorrow. I'll be just fine. I've had a good life.
You're not
going
to be this fine with a bitter heart.
I've had a good life, and I've helped all the people I can help and done things I can.
But the wrath of God is upon you because you're bitter and you're angry. That's not the fruit that you're ready to go meet him. You've got to repent, cleanse yourself, then you'll be ready to meet him.
Okay. Well, I'm trying. That's all I'm saying.
You reach out. I'd love to encourage you.
Okay.
We came in here just for you. We just got off the road. We were street preaching down in Noonan. We just came off the road here, and I said to my wife, let's go. She said, let's go in the store. Maybe we have a God appointment. And look at, here you are, to encourage you. Don'tperish.com.
Maybe,
email.
Maybe
we'll Bible study with you.
Maybe he sent you to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
He sends his messengers. Very weird things have been happening to me in the last two, three months.
Watch out. The enemy works too. This is of God. The enemy will work and send you in workers as well. You got to differentiate between the two. Yeah. Focus on what Christ did for you. He shed his blood for you. He rose again. He created you. He's your master. If you're born of him, he's your master no matter what.
Yeah.
The Bible says every knee is going to bow to him one day. But we want you to be willingly.
I foresee that happening very soon.
It is, sir. It is going
to
happen soon.
I foresee us either going to war in the next few weeks.
Well.
And that war is not going to be like we normally fight a war.
Tribulation's coming.
This war is going to be a nuclear war.
Tribulation's coming, and the Antichrist.
We don't need army people to have a war anymore. Y'all know that? They got drones that'll fly over and rock anywhere they want to.
Yeah, but tribulation's coming, the Antichrist is rising, so don't live for this world, don't let the world sweep you away. Jesus said the cares of this life sweep you away, kind of like the parable of the seeds that are sown. Some fall on rocks, they get swept away, some fall into weeds, they can't spring up, others fall on fertile ground, they grow up into a great harvest. We want you to be on the fertile ground.
I get your picture there, but I'm happy. There's just no doubt about it.
You got to repent of your bitterness.
I don't even care about being in this store.
Right.
It's gone to a point to where I just don't care about nothing anymore.
Yeah. Repent of your bitterness, and God will replace it with his love and his joy and his peace, and you become a child of God.
I'm supposed to go to church this afternoon with my wife down there. We feed people and break bread every Thursday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. My pastor preaches about 30 minutes upstairs, and we go home. We're back at home by about 8 o'clock. Every Thursday.
Yeah.
So I go to that. The only reason I'm going to that is now is so my wife will have somebody to go with her when she goes.
But I'm telling you, I love you, I'm telling you the truth. Those churches have failed you. They haven't rooted you in the truth of God. The churches are part of the problem, and Christ is coming and he's going to judge them. The denominations, keeping the pagan holidays, the Bible calls you to come out of the world and not be like the world. The churches are all just like the world. The Bible calls for faith and repentance and obedience and holiness. The world and the churches look exactly alike. Those churches are failing you. You need to cling to Christ and his word, not the churches.
You might be right.
I am right. God's word is right. I'm just telling you what God's word says. To love the things of the world makes you an enemy of God.
I got one question.
Yes, sir.
How come nobody, and I've known hundreds of preachers, been to every church that there is in the United States. I've been to all of them. I want to know why. Why nobody ever tells you one word about Satan. They never mention it. They never
about
preach on it.
The devil?
They never tell you anything about it. For instance, I'm wondering when I leave here. I saw a show the other night. Anybody can watch this that wants to. And the show was about a dad, just like I lost my son, going through all of that. And his son... he ain't supposed to make it. He's sitting in the hospital, and his dad's come to see him and everything. And his son, he's already died, right? He claims, this is a question, I only got an answer the other day. I got an answer the other day. He claims that he went to heaven and looked down to see everybody, including his dad. He claims that heaven is like a whole bed of tulips. That you walk through, just absolutely beautiful.
This is a young boy, like 10 years old.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I think that's the case. But
he's not 10 anymore. Now he's grown up, and his dad preaches in the church that's on this movie. But yeah. I've seen a million movies. Never have I ever had any movie influence me. But that one did influence me. Because my question was, is there a heaven there or not? And nobody's ever been in
there. There is. Well, Jesus gives us the answer. He talks about heaven, and he talks about the place of darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah. Jesus described hell more than heaven. He warns you. He doesn't want you to go there. And that young boy that you're talking about, if that's the one I'm thinking about, he later recanted and said he made that story up. It was all a lie. You don't die and go to heaven. The Bible says, it's true. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die and then face judgment. You die, you face judgment, you don't come back.
Well, he's still alive today in a church, and they pronounced him dead in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now
well, some people might be clinically dead, but they aren't spiritually dead.
I'm really going to surprise you with
their
this.
Heart might stop, but that doesn't mean they were clinically dead, you know, spiritually dead.
4 years ago, me and my son were in Panama City. We went out to collect some shells like everybody else did when the tide went out. We didn't get back in time. You want to know what happened? Mm. I couldn't hold him up anymore. He couldn't hold me at all. We didn't make it back to the beach. We both drowned. And when I say drown, I mean D-R-O, drowned. We both drowned together before we made it back in. My partner that was on the beach saw my hand go under for the last time. I pushed my boy up two times. And the third time, I'm still in the water. I push him back up. That's all I'm going to push him up. I ain't got no swimming left, and I can't continue. He came out there with a surfboard, saw my hand, swam down, grabbed my son, put him on the board. Then I was a little bit further out. I was already gone. I'd already drowned. And he went out and found me, come back, put me on the surfboard, took me back to the beach, laid him here, laid me here. He gave us respiration with a respirator. We got lungs put back, air put back in our lungs. And then both of us were able to sit there on that sand, on that sandbar.
So you weren't actually spiritually dead. You might have been clinically dead. Some people's heart stops and they bring them back. It's not like God's decided you're gone and you come back.
Right.
So praise God that you're able to live. So take that as a great blessing. Now get your life right with God right now. You just said it. The preachers don't teach you the truth. They don't warn you about the enemy. They're about money and traditions of man. You need to be about the truth of Christ. Otherwise, judgment's going to come
to
you.
I'm not about money and all that. That's not the way I was raised.
That's good.
Not at all.
But the pastors are in these churches today, and the building systems are.
Yeah.
So go deep in the scriptures. We were here to encourage you today.
Okay.
Email me. I'd love to help you.
I'll let you go, brother.
Email me. I'd love to help you. We could open the Bible together.
I enjoyed talking to you. You kind of opened up a little bit for me, a little bit more than what I had. I've got a whole lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Any other questions you got? What I want for you, though, is that bitterness and that anger against God that has to go away, because that's sin. And when you die, sin that is not repented of, it's not cleansed by the blood of Christ, and you're going to be sent away. You are.
Yeah.
You are. Well, I want you to ask God to forgive you for that bitterness. He's not at fault of all those things that are going on. It's the enemy and the culture. And you got to look to the Father in His goodness. And His goodness actually gives you the ability to still be alive today, to repent and find new life in Him. Look to the goodness of God. Don't look at all the sin and the evil going on around us and your bad misfortunes.
Yeah.
Look to the goodness of God. That's eternal. Taxes and situations down here, they're all temporal. Look to the goodness of God and put yourself in a place with God. The Bible says, make sure. Jude talks about keep yourself in the love of God. You know how you do that? By crying out to God, by repenting of all sin, by obeying Him, and then seeking the kingdom. You're saying God isn't doing this, doing that. I have a question.
No.
How hard are you every single day seeking the kingdom of God, to obey it, to live for it?
Oh, I'll get up and ask you questions in the morning.
No.
Know my portion every day.
Yeah, but I mean, have you lost your life? Meaning, have you thrown out your television to study the Word of God instead?
I don't watch it hardly anymore.
Okay. Have you given up your church system to know the truth of God obey it?
That.
Have you come out of the world completely?
I've never found a preacher like my preacher is, ever. Well, that's all he's ever been raised on is being a preacher.
Yeah.
He knows the book from one end.
Look at
the
fruit. Look at the fruit of your life and the system you grew up in, and you're far from where you need to be a biblical, godly, holy saint at your age and how long. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And I'm loving you and telling you the truth. And the church has failed you. The culture, the Christian culture has failed you. And if you would open the scriptures and start reading, God will conform your life instantly if you'll cry out to Him. And you can. You met some people that would encourage you, and you can instantly become cleansed of the bitterness and the anger, and you can go from despair to hope and joy and peace. You know what the Holy Spirit gives you? Joy and peace, inner calm. That's what the Holy Spirit gives you.
Okay.
That's what I want for you.
I've only had that once or twice.
There you go. There you go. So you may not even be born. Chances are, fruit that I see, you're not really born of God. You're born of a church system. Go home. I can't do it with you. I don't do the, hey, here, you ready? Let's hang our heads and say a prayer. We don't do that. Jesus never did that. Yeah. Go into your prayer closet, the quietness of your house. Cry out to God and say, God, you sent me a worker. I have been focused on all these wrong things. I haven't been focused on you and your word. The church has distracted me. Cry out to God and pour yourself out. And God is faithful. He wants none to perish. And then after you do that, if you're serious about it, email me and we'll start encouraging you.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Give me help.
Enjoyed it, brother.
Love you.
I appreciate you.
Hope to hear from you.
I need it.
I'm here.
Today because all day long.
I'm here. Email me, but cry out to God.
They made it where I can't live no more as of this morning.
I understand.
They took my last $40 at the end of the month, and the insurance companies all went up. They went up on everybody's insurance, more bucks a month.
Yeah.
Everybody's insurance, car insurance.
Yeah.
So that made it where I can't drive
no more.
So my situation was, okay.
Well, you shouldn't
here
be giving
again,
you shouldn't be giving your money to the church. You should be using it for your life and then use it for the kingdom of God. The churches aren't the kingdom of God.
I do believe that.
You should be using it for you. No, the pastors are taking your money because they're about money. You should be using it for your house and the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Email me.
Okay.
We love you.
I'll be talking to you.
That sounds good.
Sure.
God be praised. You too.